This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneer football team, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across the great America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Also, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also over on Gab right now, C-A-P-T, Captain, abbreviate M-A-T-T-B-R-U-C-E-R-E-T. That's how you find me there. I may upgrade it later. We'll see. All I'm doing is put my podcast over there. And don't forget, our website is The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Very simple. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, Colonel Jim has the day off. He's doing some stuff, and we're letting him do his stuff while we turn around and do the Pledge of Allegiance for you. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, speaking of which, there's been a lot of discussion the past few days about things that are going on leading up to and involving the impeachment. And I'm not going to dwell on the impeachment. That's not what I'm doing. It's a bunch of time, a waste of time. And everybody knows that we already know the answer to what's going to happen. Donald Trump will be acquitted, and it'll be another big waste of time and a big waste of money. But, you know, who am I to say anything? I mean, I don't have any control over the situation, and neither apparently do you, any of you. So as a result, we're stuck with what we got to do. Now, you can either choose to watch it or you can choose to not watch it. And yesterday, while I had the television on, I wasn't watching it. I was doing other things because I had a couple of different things going on. So I heard it, but I didn't really see it. Now, I will give you a little bit of a quick synopsis and then I'll back off. The Senate voted 56 to 44 to set up the proceeding and say that it was constitutional. Well, there's a lot of skepticism about that one, my friends. And also, Jason Miller, one of the senior advisors to the Trump campaign, chimed in on one of the interviews and said, impeachment is the vindictive way to block Trump from running in 2024. Not that he wants to, but that's what it would effectively do. Also, the Trump defense lawyer, Mr. Schoen, withdrew his request that the trial not be held on the Jewish Sabbath. I don't know if that means he's making himself available or what the deal is, but anyway. And then GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski said, Trump is gone. He's gone, finished, over, done with, end of story. And then Rand Paul and Jim Jordan, boy, I love those guys. They blasted the Dems, just blasted them with both barrels of the shotgun, for focusing on impeachment and not doing the business of the country. The country desperately needs things done right now. They keep talking about the COVID-19 relief package. Yeah, how's that working out right now? How's that working out? They're not able to focus on it. So therefore, we keep hearing it's going to be March before those checks show up. People need those checks now. I talked to you about the 9 million businesses that are estimated to be gone by the end of the year, end of this year, that is. So we'll see what happens. And Senator Mike Lee said the arguments in the Trump impeachment trial were, at the best, ambiguous. Now, that's where I'm going to stop with the impeachment stuff, because to me, it's just a big waste of time. The country, and there's more news stories going on that we need to pay close attention to, like this one. A patient at a Minneapolis, Minnesota health clinic yesterday went berserk, came in, showed up, shot some people, killed one, three are injured critically, another one was wounded, but they'll be okay. And he, 67-year-old suspect, wound up being arrested. Now, as far as what his problem was, hard to say, but he apparently was on some heavy-duty opioids. Very, very, very heavy-duty opioids. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I thank God never had to get on those, but I've seen guys that have. And every now and then they go off the deep end, and they either become one of two things. They become very aggressive, or they become very quiet and kind of slip into a shell, and then about half the time they become suicidal as a result of it. And good morning to George, your godfather. I see you in there, George. Thank you very much for chiming in. It was great to see you for lunch. Stop by any time over there at Mission Barbecue. We appreciate you. And, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, and I sure as hell hope that you folks up there, George and your crew up there, I hope that it wasn't anybody that you knew involved in this. Okay, we'll be back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Phone lines are open, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this edition, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is spelled M-A-U-S for Moss. And let me tell you something. Hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that just has bought a brand new Nissan because they went in there and told him the captain sent them. And it's amazing how they get customers from not only the Panhandle, but also South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, all the way on up to the Canadian border, all the way up into Minnesota and Montana and Wyoming, that come down here to buy a vehicle. They're coming down here for the winter. They see the vehicle they like. They see the price they like even better, and they turn around and buy it, and then you go home with a brand new vehicle. Now, it's also because Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, their motto now is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and they're working very hard at it. And it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree driving, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you might want to be able to dream of, and clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now. And if you need a great used vehicle, there's one there for you. Or if you trade yours in, you might be surprised at the money you might get back. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors get treated just like kings. So, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to check out the new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the planet. And when you do, tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money when you show up at Moss Nissan. All righty. Did you hear the story about the Palm Beach officials? Now, these are city officials, Palm Beach, where Mar-a-Lago is located. And some of Donald Trump's liberal neighbors down there don't particularly like the fact that Donald Trump might be staying there at his resort, which he owns permanently in Mar-a-Lago. Because after all, they have put up some checkpoints down there so you can't just drive up the street without being stopped once, maybe twice, have your vehicle wanded with the medical detectors and all that. It's not like the good old days when you could just hop on your golf cart and drive on down the street to the golf course and there you were. I mean, you can do that, but it takes you a while. You got to stop and be checked. And some of the people don't like that. They think that Donald Trump should go somewhere else because it's hampering their lifestyle. Well, to that I say, too freaking bad. He owns the country club, for God's sake. So if he wants to stay there, he can stay there. Think about it. It's the way it is where I stand, but anyway, what do I know? Okay, so onward and upward. border chaos is back, ladies and gentlemen. The Republicans warned Biden over the rising illegal immigration crisis. I've talked to my friends in Arizona and New Mexico, and they told me, they said, hey, this is ridiculous down here. By the way, there was an interview done with a farmer in New Mexico, rancher, and the border wall came up, and they were working on it, and it was going across his property. He originally just had a couple strands of barbed wire there. That was the border. And the wall came right up where this barbed wire was and stopped. And they're not coming over the wall. They're coming around the wall and through the barbed wire. And he's been showing video of the people that have been coming through there, which is all understandable. But the situation is worse. It was not like that with Donald Trump. It is now, though. Hey, congratulations to the United States Postal Service. You finally made some money. In, of all times, the last quarter of last year. Now, the USPS notched a quarterly profit amidst the surge of COVID-driven e-commerce shipping, and that was people ordering stuff online and having it delivered by the post office, because, after all, that is cheaper than doing FedEx or UPS. And the people that were trying to save a little money anyway by buying stuff online, which you can usually get a deal, or so they thought, most people think anyway, they were using the post office service because it's much cheaper for them to do that. Now, I even ordered some stuff that was supposed to come by way of UPS, and it came by way of the it came by way of the United States Post Office. So I was happy to see that because the rate was cheaper. I had to pay like $4 extra to get it delivered in 2 days on my end. Whereas if you send a letter and want it delivered in 2 days, it's $8. So I don't know why I got a deal like that, but I did. And I took advantage of it. By the way, have you been on Twitter lately? Well, the president cannot tweet. He's not on Twitter anymore. But all of his supporters can. And every time he was putting something up on Gab yesterday, he would immediately have several thousand tweets of what he said on Gab was going up on Twitter. How about that? All right, let me drift on over to the telephone here. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you, Captain. You know, you got some there coming on the radio saying all them undocumented illegal aliens. I mean, well, wait a minute. I mean them new Americans. I mean them new Democrats ain't allowed in. You know, they need to That's not right. You're being racist. Don't you know that this country belongs to everybody? You don't mean nothing, Mr. and Mrs. American. How dare you say that? Are you anti-illegal alien? Well, now, are you anti-New Democrat, Captain?
Yes, and if I was on the border and owned a ranch, I would have armed suppression down there waiting for him to try.
Captain, don't you know that you're being racist?
No, I'm not.
How dare you? I'm being
American, supporting the law, because down on that border, the ranchers that are down there are still guarding their ranches because of all the stuff that's going on down there. You've seen it.
You don't want to let New Democrat Americans in here and come and make us more better and diverse and give us more restaurants and undercut and bring in cheap labor? You are racist.
No, sir, not even close.
I don't talk to racist no more. Anti-immigrant.
No.
You're disgusting, deplorable. No. Goodbye.
Takes one to know one. I love Ian. He's got a sense of humor. No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no shortcut to the head of the line, okay? And these people that want to get be the fast track to be the getting citizenship, you know, the Biden said somewhere along the line yesterday, well, there's about 14.4 illegals that are here and about 5 million anchor babies that are here, and we want to make sure that they all become American citizens. Well, all of a sudden, his 11 million, remember that number? As 11 million is up to 20 million. And I told you, I thought the number was higher than that. But to just grant them amnesty and say, oh, you're welcome, and then give them free hots and a cot and unemployment or some type of assistance money till they can get a job. Because, by the way, one of the things to getting a job in this country, if you want to go to work in an established business, is usually that you have to know how to speak English. Because most of the businesses that are going to give you a job, if it's not a sweatshop, and if you haven't been to Miami and don't know what that is, you got to know English. One of the things we used to do was we used to do a lot of pickups around the airport and warehouses down in Miami. And then take the stuff over. They would load it on the trucks that were going up. There was the old Emory Worldwide Air Freight. And take it up to Ohio, just above Cleveland, Cincinnati, to an airport there where they would then load it on the planes and do whatever they did. But anyway, that was Consolidated Freightways owned that, and then later it was bought by Conway, and it was still Emory Worldwide. But you should have seen some of the places we went into, the assembly plants, and it was all a bunch of younger, wherever they were from. But they were all illegals, and that's how they were doing it. They had locks, they had chains, they had guards there, the whole nine yards. For all I know, it's still going on there, but it was going on. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate will move forward with the impeachment of President Trump.
On this vote, the yeas are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S.R.S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed with the trial as provided under the provisions of that resolution.
The trial will resume at noon Eastern on Capitol Hill. 67-year-old Gregory Ehrlich of Buffalo, Minnesota, opened fire at an all-in-a clinic Tuesday morning, about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Unhappy with the health care he'd received, opened fire killing one person and wounding four others. Bomb technicians were investigating a suspicious device left there. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said Tuesday he decided before the season began not to play the national anthem before the team's home games. Cuban didn't elaborate on his decision not to play the anthem, but did say nobody had noticed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Kevin Jackson, and you hear his program here at midnight, Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends at various times. Alrighty, now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Eat Two Guys shows. Now, I'm going to be down in Sarasota on Saturday from 10 to 2, and they've got another Two Guys gun show down there, guns and knives and military surplus and camping and this, that, and the other, and all sorts of stuff there. You might see something you hadn't planned on seeing, and they've got it. At the Robarts Arena is where we'll be down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds right there at Fruitville and Tuttle. And they're open Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 9 to 3. They also have the concealed carry class that goes on there, too, if you want to get your concealed carry permit. But to find out more and to get a discount ticket, you can go online, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. That's their website. Go there. And guess what? You'll be able to get yourself a ticket, and in the door you go, just like you were meant to be there. All righty. Something interesting here. And, of course, Ian is always trying to be a character. But the Rasmussen Reports Immigration Incident Index, rather, for the week of January 31st to February 4th, 2021, fell to 88.3. Now, that was down from 91.6 2 weeks earlier. Now, what this means is It's the lowest it's been since the immigration index began in December of 2019. This is the seventh consecutive survey in which the index has been below the baseline. And since the week before the November election, the index has fallen by more than 13 points, indicating voters want a tighter immigration control from the incoming Biden administration. Now, are they going to get it? No. But what can they do about it? Well, the new president, of course, has also indicated that he wants to legalize all illegal immigrants in the country, and 41% favor giving lifetime work permits to most of the estimated 12 million illegal residents of all ages who currently reside in the U.S., with 20% who strongly favor it. But here's where the rubber meets the road. 53% are opposed. And of that number, 36% are strongly opposed. Advantage, people that say, nope, don't want it, don't do it, don't want to have it. And you're going to find out with the jobs that are available and with who's going to be taking them, you're going to find out that having a bunch of illegals here that will work for 5, 6, 7, 8 dollars an hour, while the contractors that they work for charge 15, 17, 20, or $25 an hour. You know how I know that? Because I know who the contractors are in some cases. And that's what they do. They make money off the labor. And it's not right. Something should be done about it. But again, here we go. Just like the election. How do we do this? Where do we go from here? Good question, right? Well, here's the answer. Part of it is next Tuesday night, that would be the 16th. If you're anywhere around and you got a couple hours, come on over to Mugg's Sports Bar and Grill. We have the big back room in the back there for the Tampa Bay Trump Club. We'll be having a meeting there. And the whole purpose of the discussion is, where do we go from here? Well, we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you. And in case you didn't know, this is still America. And these people that we elect still do work for us. We don't work for them. And when we want somebody out, we can band together and vote them out. But we have to have a candidate that's good enough to beat him. And I haven't talked about this in a little while, but there's a piece of legislation out there that, by God, you better make sure this doesn't pass come hell or high water. It's H.R. 1. Nancy Pelosi calls it the For the People Act. It's actually a partisan takeover of our American election system. Because the Democrats, who are racing to try to pass H.R. 1, the For the People Act, this is the bill that has many egregious provisions, including virtually eliminating any restrictions on vote by mail and significantly reducing the roles states play in federal elections that the Constitution says specifically is left up to the states as to how they want to do the elections. Now, the bill also represents a massive assault on our First Right Amendment to free political speech. We need to call our congressional representatives and say, do not vote. Do not vote for H.R. 1. If you do, we will vote you out. Get their attention. The number you need to call is the Washington, D.C. switchboard for the House of Representatives, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. 224-3121. Get that switchboard. Give them your zip code. They'll give you your congressional representative. It's that simple. You don't know who it is. And you should certainly know who your congressional representative is. There's no excuse for not knowing it. So that's HR1. It's a partisan takeover of our American election system. If you don't believe me, go take a look at it. By the way, on top of the great job that the Tampa Bay Bucks did by winning the world's the Super Bowl title, the world's championship in the NFL, on top of that great job that they did, we now have the Rays. We start thinking about their season, of course, the Tampa Bay Lightning, too. But the Rays yesterday signed to a one-year deal Chris Archer. Arch is back, is what this says. Now, he'd been gone for a couple of years, traded over to Pittsburgh. And he wanted to come back to Tampa Bay, and he got the chance, and here he is. Can't wait to see him. He is a good young pitcher, not as young as he used to be. Now he's 32 years of age, but he's still got plenty of fire left in the tank. And if you want to win, if you want to play and you want to win, this is the place to do it. We'll see if he can get back to his championship form. He was a two-time American League All-Star while he was here. Two-time American League All-Star. So looking forward to seeing him come back and seeing what he can do again with the Rays. And that's a big surprise because I did not know that he was in the mix to even so much as come back this way. Usually when pitchers leave, they leave for a lot more money to go somewhere else. But this is a great environment here, and he came up through the system. So I know he's going to be with his friends again, and that's good. Now, in case you haven't heard, the U.S. on the border, we talked about, you know, the border. The U.S. on the border is reopening the $300 million facility that's down there. That's the one where they had the people in cages, remember? That was Obama that did that, by the way. And it wasn't cages. They just had a cage that they were in, like an open area where they could wander around. But it's now the overflow center for the influx of the illegal immigrant youth. That's what it was. Now it's going to be for whoever comes in. It's got a capacity of about 1,300. And it's situated on the in the remote southwest corner of Texas in the town of Carrizo Springs, about 45 minutes from the Mexican border. We'll see how that works out. Okay, when we come back, I've got a special tribute to Mark Cuban. You're going to love this one. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ah out there to everybody stationed at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, I want to play something in honor of Mark Cuban. Yep, Mark Cuban. Everybody knows him. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks pro basketball team. So, Mark, this one goes out to you.
Thank you.
I played that and dedicated that to Mark Cuban is because of all the things to have happen in this great world that we live in, it seems that Mr. Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks basketball team, has now decided to stop playing the national anthem at all of the Maverick home basketball games. Now, you know, Cuban is a little strange, a little eccentric. Call him weird if you want. But this is just, and I get it, you know, maybe he's got a reason for this because, you know, of all the protests. And by the way, who the hell is watching the NBA anymore? Nobody I know. People I know would rather watch college basketball, even high school basketball, go watch it in person than to go to a pro game. And that includes the Toronto Raptors that are over here in St. Pete. Or no, not so well. They're actually in Tampa, playing out of Tampa, but I think they're training in St. Pete. I think that's what they do. But anyway, that includes them. And I don't want to, you know, categorize everybody in the same boat. But hey, one of the things that has been done for years is the national anthem before the start of a game. They have the flyover or they have the salute with the veterans or some sort of honor guard on the field, whatever it happens to be. But that's what they do. Nobody says you have to participate in it. I mean, I can remember the NFL, and I think the NBA has the same rule. If they want to stand inside the locker room, as long as they're not, you know, disturbing anybody outside, they can go do that. So there you go. And let's see, who just sent me a message? Okay, I think it's Christine. Let's see here. Yeah, so fans should stop going to the game. Exactly, Christine. If you're a patriotic American, just stop going. And I haven't watched a basketball game, and I don't know how long professional basketball game that is. Alabama, okay, she's... Roll Tide, Christine! Alabama won last night. Okay, so fans should just stop going if it bothers them. Well, it's not the fans. This was not done for the fans, Christine. This was done for the players. The players. Cuban did this because he thought it was the best thing to do because his players, you know, he didn't want to have anybody see the players kneeling or anything like that, which is the other thing that the NBA was doing. By the way, did you notice the Super Bowl on Sunday? Didn't see anybody kneeling. Now, they stood there and respectfully did what they had to do because I'm pretty sure they read the Riot Act, and it's been that way for a while, especially with the Buccaneers, it's been that way. I haven't seen any problem. They have someone sing at polo every... Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, so at Lakewood Ranch at the Polo Club, somebody sings the national anthem every Sunday. That's good. That's good. Now, something else that happened yesterday that I'm sure you haven't necessarily heard about, those of you that are on Facebook. Be careful what you wish for, and be careful what you say. Facebook is going all in to block the spread of bogus vaccine claims. In practice, that means the social network plans to ban a new bunch of false claims in addition to the manifold of false claims they've already been getting. Now think about that for a minute. If you don't agree with the vaccine, it's okay if you disagree with them. Just don't put a bunch of unverifiable information out there on Facebook, or the first time you get banned for a few hours, the second time for a few days, and the third time you're gone. It's the way they're working it. It's really getting to be kind of interesting right now on Facebook, and I all I can tell you is just be careful. If you want to be there, be careful. There are rules, and you agree to them, whether you like it or not. You agreed to it when you decided to get on the platform, Facebook. Just try not to bother anybody if you can do it. And to the people that are going, "Ah, they're not going to touch me," I'm going to, good luck. Good luck. But again, it's a private platform. They set the rules. They set the regulations. What are you going to do? Two words. Not much. Not much. So, again, just be careful. Also, 14 different states are putting together a class action suit against the Biden administration over the cancellation of the Keystone XL pipeline, saying that this will devastate and ruin and destroy the economy in the states involved where the Keystone pipeline is going in. And it's true, it will. It already has started to, as a matter of fact. We reported on that earlier, Kyle Warren, when he was on, and Denise Simon when she was on. So don't forget that. And it's not over till it's over, as they like to say in the business somewhere. I heard that from somebody. I think it was, maybe it was Yogi Berra. And when it comes to all the impeachment stuff that's going on, you'll hear networks with it. They'll tell you all you want to know. We're just going to do like a little brief synopsis when we start at night, 5 minutes or so, and that's it. Get it over and done with, because it's not anything that we already know the result. So why would anybody be worrying about it? By the way, did you hear what Joe Biden said about the impeachment trial? He says, I'm not watching the impeachment trial. I've got a job. Way to go, Joe. Way to go, Joe. Just, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And then, of course, there's who. You'll hear about that during the course of the day. Who has absolved the Wuhan lab of coronavirus? And by the way, the Chinese announced that they had destroyed some evidence. That came out from one of the backdoor columns that's there in China. Dr. Fauci was asked about the mask yesterday. He said, well, the mask can start coming off when the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all. That's like saying you'll never get the flu. And we all know that's why they put the flu shot out there. And even then you can still get the flu. You just won't get it as bad. But isn't that something? The things that they come up with. So, keep your eyes on the weather today. Keep your eyes on what's going on. Pay attention to the stock market. You might hear some news there about them moving to Florida. Disney World might be moving their part of their corporate office to Florida out of California. Because we're open, they're not. Remember that. And I'll be back tonight, live, 2 a.m., with more news, talk, information, and some great guests. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.